Hello, my name is Lisa. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you registered to vote in Virginia?
Yes.
And do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's tough performance as president?
Approve.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Youngkin's tough performance as governor?
Disapprove.
Thank you. And would you say that things in the country are headed in the right direction or on the wrong direction?
Well, now that's a complicated question because much of the country is headed in the right direction and much of it's headed in the wrong direction, and they're at loggerheads.
Okay, so
and there's, especially with the terrorists now running the House of Representatives.
Okay, so the right or wrong direction?
I'd say it's at an impasse.
Okay. Would you say that things in Virginia are on the wrong track or on the right track?
Things in Virginia are on the wrong track.
Thank you. Politically, do you feel that Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
I'd say not.
Okay. Would you, how would you rate Virginia's public school system? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I'd say good.
Thank you. I'm thinking only about your local public school system. How would you rate it? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I'd rate the local one excellent.
Okay. Would you say that things in local K through 12 education are generally on the right track or on the wrong track?
Well, now that depends on where you are.
Okay. Generally? Right or wrong?
Well, the problem is there's places going in the right direction, there's places going the wrong direction.
Okay, but
and
what...
That's another impasse.
Okay. Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts, giving to parents a portion of state funding used to educate a public school child for use on education costs, such as tuition, testing, fees, and books, if that child is not in their public school. How much have you seen read about this bill? A great deal, a moderate amount, only a little or nothing at all?
I've missed the report on it.
Okay, so how much have you seen or read about this bill?
I haven't seen or read anything about that particular
bill. Nothing
deal.
At all?
However, if it's, if that's vouchers for private and religious mm-hmm. schools, I'm against it.
Okay. Supporters say that it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say that it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. Would you support or oppose this legislation?
If any of the money ends up in religious schools, I'm against it.
Okay. Right now, just with this portion that I just gave you with this the question, would the supporters say that it will give parents more choice when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say that it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools, Would you support our public school legislation?
Do take away money for public schools.
Okay, so would you support or oppose the legislation?
I'd oppose it. I'd oppose it for that.
Given what you know now.
I'd also oppose it for violating the separation of church and state.
Given what you know now, would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts?
I oppose a legislature who supports those kinds of vouchers.
Okay, we're talking about the education success accounts. Given what you know now, would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts? Would you be more or less likely?
Are those accounts translated into money that comes out of public schools and goes to private and religious schools? If it is, then I'm against it, and I vote against the legislature who proposes
it. It's what I read to you earlier. I'll read it again. Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts, given to parents a portion of state funding used to educate public school child for use on education costs, such as tuition, testing, fees, and books, if that child is not in their public school.
Well, that sounds like vouchers for private and religious schools, and I'm against it.
Okay, so given what you know now, would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator?
I already answered that question, and it
would you be somewhat less likely or much less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts?
I already answered that question. The answer is hell no. And if you don't move on, I'm going to hang up.
Okay, yes, but I'm just asking, would you be somewhat less likely?